DeepEnglish.com.
36-year-old Nick Vujicic has hit a home run in the game of life. How old is Nick Vujicic? Nick Vujicic is 36 years old. What has he done? He has hit a home run in the game of life. He's happily married with four beautiful children. Is he married or single? He's happily married. Does he have four ugly children? No, he doesn't have four ugly children. He has four beautiful children. He's a motivational speaker who travels the world, an international best-selling author, and an award-winning actor. Is Nick a motivational speaker? Yes, Nick is a motivational speaker. Does he travel the world? Yes, he travels the world. What else is he? He's an international best-selling author and an award-winning actor. He even finds time to paint, swim, skydive, surf, and play golf. What does he find time to do? He finds time to paint, swim, skydive, surf, and play golf. Nick was also born with no arms and no legs. Was Nick born with arms and legs? No, Nick was born with no arms and no legs. The son of Serbian immigrants to Australia, Nick was born with a rare disorder that only 7 people in the world have. Was Nick the son of Australian immigrants to Serbia? No, he wasn't the son of Australian immigrants to Serbia. He was the son of Serbian immigrants to Australia. Was he born with a rare disorder? Yes, he was born with a rare disorder. How many people in the world have the disorder? Only 7 people in the world have the disorder. He has 2 small, deformed feet, one of which he calls his chicken drumstick for the way it looks. How many of Nick's feet are deformed? 2 of Nick's feet are deformed. Are they large or small feet? They are small feet. What does he call one of his feet? He calls one of his feet chicken drumstick. The toes on that foot were surgically separated, allowing him to use them as fingers to grab things. What was surgically separated? The toes on that foot were surgically separated. What did that allow him to do? That allowed him to use them as fingers to grab things. Needless to say, life growing up in Melbourne was no walk in the park for Nick. Was life growing up in Melbourne easy for Nick? No, life growing up in Melbourne wasn't easy for Nick. It was no walk in the park. Not only were the physical challenges enormous, but he also struggled mentally and emotionally. Were the physical challenges small? No, the physical challenges weren't small. The physical challenges were enormous. How else did he struggle? He also struggled mentally and emotionally. As Nick explains, "When I was 8 years old, I sort of summed up my life and thought, I'm never going to get married. I'm not going to have a job. I'm not going to have a life of purpose." Did Nick think he was going to get married? No, he didn't think he was going to get married. Did he think he was going to have a job? No, he didn't think he was going to have a job. Did he think he was going to have a life of purpose? No, he didn't think he was going to have a life of purpose either. Bullied at school, he once tried to commit suicide at the age of 10. Was Nick bullied at school? Yes, Nick was bullied at school. What did he once try to do? He once tried to commit suicide. How old was he when he tried to commit suicide? He was 10 years old when he tried to commit suicide. But at some point, Nick realized that feeling sorry for himself wasn't the solution. Did Nick realize that feeling sorry for himself was the solution? No, Nick realized that feeling sorry for himself wasn't the solution. When you concentrate on the things you wish you had, or the things you wish you didn't have, you forget what you do have. According to Nick, what happens when you concentrate on the things you wish you had, or the things you wish you didn't have? According to Nick, when you concentrate on the things you wish you had, or the things you wish you didn't have, you forget what you do have. When that clicked, it was like a light bulb just flashed in my brain. I was like, hey, now I see life as an opportunity. When that clicked, what was it like for Nick? When that clicked, it was like a light bulb just flashed in his brain. Did Nick see life as a dead-end road? No, Nick didn't see life as a dead-end road. He saw life as an opportunity. Once he realized how grateful he was for what he had, nothing could stop Nick from achieving his dreams. Did Nick realize how unlucky he was for what he had? No, Nick didn't realize how unlucky he was for what he had. Nick realized how grateful he was for what he had. Could anything stop Nick from achieving his dreams? No, nothing could stop Nick from achieving his dreams. Nick no longer sees himself as a disabled person. Does Nick still see himself as a disabled person? No, Nick no longer sees himself as a disabled person. Disability is something stopping you from being able to do something. What is disability? Disability is something stopping you from being able to do something. And in Nick's life, it seems there is hardly anything he hasn't been able to do. Is there anything that Nick hasn't been able to do? No, there is hardly anything Nick hasn't been able to do. One of his greatest achievements is the nonprofit organization he founded called Life Without Limbs. What is the name of the nonprofit organization he founded? The nonprofit organization he founded is called Life Without Limbs. Through it, he campaigns against bullying by giving motivational talks on stage. Does he campaign against bullying? Yes, he campaigns against bullying. How does he do this? He campaigns against bullying by giving motivational talks on stage. Over the years, he's inspired millions of people in over 57 countries to find happiness by realizing how fortunate they are. Over the years, has he inspired over 57 people in millions of countries? No, he hasn't inspired over 57 people in millions of countries. He's inspired millions of people in over 57 countries. What has he inspired them to find? He's inspired them to find happiness by realizing how fortunate they are. It's been a rocky road, but Nick now lives a life more joyful and more fulfilling than most non-disabled people. What kind of road has it been? It's been a rocky road. In comparison with most non-disabled people, what kind of life does Nick now live? Nick now lives a life more joyful and more fulfilling than most non-disabled people. As Nick says, "No arms, no legs, no worries, mate." What does Nick say? Nick says, "No arms, no legs, no worries, mate."